This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has struck down several reports which had been claiming that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin may have a summit to discuss arms control before November's election. O'Brien told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday the White House briefly considered it but has since rejected that idea. Many police and fire organizations in New York City pledging on Friday they'd make sure a 9/11 remembrance that was canceled by city officials would be put back on the calendar. Now New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo's taken action, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from ground zero, is back on. The governor said the state will provide healthcare personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the Tribute in Light installation, which features 88 7,000 watt xenon light bulbs on the roof of a parking garage.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As a couple of tropical storm systems are developing in the Atlantic, the Mississippi coast today will remember what was once the hurricane that all other Gulf Coast storms were measured by, Camille. It made landfall near Waveland 51 years ago tonight as a Category 5, with winds initially estimated at nearly 200 miles an hour, but after further study years later, they were downgraded to about 175, but it still ranks as the second most intense storm to ever hit the continental U.S. Camille produced what at the time was a record storm surge in Pass Christian, a record broken 36 years later by Hurricane Katrina. New Zealand's Prime Minister postponing elections there because of a new coronavirus outbreak, moving the election 4 weeks to October 17th. Political parties in New Zealand were in favor of the delay since it's been impossible to campaign as the country remains locked down again. The lockdown order has also recently been extended to August 26th. And a home is for sale in Missouri that comes with a rare amenity. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom historic home in Fayette has 9 jail cells in its basement. The real estate agent says the possibilities are amazing in that listing for the 1875 building that housed Howard County's sheriff's office and jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, lots to review. Kind of noticeable. Did you notice that not a lot of Democrats involved with the Sunday news shows? What's going on? I mean, we're a day away from the big hoopla, the start of the Democratic National Convention, which we'll see what's happening. Going to, I guess, 2 hours every night. First time in our lifetime that it'll be as virtual as it is. They still have a host of people talking, which is going to be interesting to see how they can carry this off, because it's one thing to be in front of a crowd, but another thing to be in a virtual situation. I mean, it's kind of like watching baseball with a soundtrack, right, and cardboard cutouts. Maybe that's what they'll have in front of them. There's some people, certainly they'll be able to carry this off, but others I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, because there's no doubt when you are in front of a crowd, you pick up from their energy and get excited, and usually in these kind of environments, you get a lot of energy going on, so we'll see if it turns out to be an unexpected yawner or an unexpected hit for the Democrats, because they do need this in light of all the controversies going on. Of course, some of the things they touched on, without the Democrats having any kind of representation, Harris nor Biden were on any of the shows on Sunday, but meanwhile the Republican operatives were on heavy. Our good friend Steve Cortez was on. That was quite interesting. I did text him afterwards because it was so frustrating with Chris Wallace, because Chris Wallace was bound and determined, I mean, to, you know, interrupt any, well, you know, he's all proud of, I told you I'd interrupt, you know, kind of do it. Well, yeah, you just can't help yourself, but you're not even interrupting with a good kind of question that could further the conversation. You just are trying to be some sort of anti-partisan, you know, balance, I guess, but when the Democrats, like the Democratic governor from New Jersey was on, he wasn't quite so interrupted, but, you know, you could tell that Wallace was having a hard time over this issue of birtherism that came up again. And somehow it's trying to be tied to Donald Trump. It wasn't even Donald Trump, again, who said anything. It was more, it was done by an analyst that questioned whether or not Harris was a naturally born citizen. And I think it was a fair question a couple years ago. Well, actually, not a couple years, only about a year ago. And somehow, just like with Hillary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton brought up the birtherism issue about Barack Obama, lest we forget, it was Hillary's campaign that brought it up. Somehow they wanted to, boy, they were happy to, you know, pin that tail on the donkey of Donald Trump. But meanwhile, it's all about voting by mail. And this is what the governor of New Jersey had to say.
Well, you say you have a history of it, but let's review that history, because you had some problems in your primary last month. Some people got the wrong ballots. Some people didn't get ballots at all. You had a different election in Paterson, New Jersey in May, and four people were charged with voter fraud for harvesting ballots. I mean, that doesn't sound like a very good record, sir.
So, Chris, the Paterson experience was a local election in May before the primary. I actually view that differently. I view that as a positive data point. Some guys try to screw around with the system. They got caught by law enforcement. They've been indicted. They'll pay a price. So I actually have some optimism from that, that actually people tried to screw with the system and they failed. The primary in July, yes, I'm not suggesting you always bat 1,000. You don't do that in-person elections either. There are always some glitches you're dealing with, but it was overwhelmingly successful. And again, our hope is to expand democracy, and we believe this is the right way to do it.
Yeah, let's just keep spinning and ignore the obvious again that, as he put it, someone screwed around with the mail-in ballots. And as some have said in Seattle, they've been working on this for a long time. They've got it down 5 to 10 years, they said, not 5 weeks that some are trying to do. Here's what Steve Cortez had to say about the voter rolls not being accurate, because we are a mobile society.
Isn't that a classic example of voter suppression?
No, it is not, and I'll tell you why. First of all, these are two different issues. There's nothing ambiguous about where the president, where the campaign stands on universal vote by mail. We are firmly against it. We believe in absentee voting. We believe in early voting. What we do not believe in is blanketing a city or a state with every single person who is listed on the voter rolls, because we know that the voter rolls are not accurate. And again, that's not just my opinion. The data shows us that, for example, in Clark County in Las Vegas, according to a story from the Las Vegas Journal-Review, we know that 17% of all ballots that were sent out, these are live ballots, these aren't applications, 17% of them, over 200,000, were returned as undeliverable, because we're a mobile society. People move. People die. The voter rolls are not accurate. So we're against universal vote by mail as a principle. Now, regarding the Postal Service, that is a separate issue. The Postal Service needs systemic reform. It has lost $78 billion since 2007.
Let me interrupt you, Steve, and I haven't up till now, because that isn't what the president said in his interview with Maria Bartiromo. I just want to quote what we just heard. If they don't get the money, that means they can't have universal mail-in voting. I understand issues with the Postal Service, but he is specifically saying he's linking the money to the Postal Service for universal mail-in voting. And that raises this question, because the Postal Service, because of its money problems, has just made a bunch of changes. They have eliminated overtime. They have taken hundreds of mail sorting machines out of operation at a time when you're going to have a new crush of mail from mail-in voting. And it isn't just mail-in voting, Steve, because it's also, as Governor Murphy said, people aren't getting their Social Security checks. People aren't getting their drugs in the mail. But isn't the president, at a time when the mail is more important than ever for an election, why not make it easier for people to vote, not harder?
Well, here's the answer, Chris. He is willing to, because that's not all he said on Friday about the postal system. He also said in his press conference, and again, he continues to make himself available on a near constant basis to the media, the exact opposite of what the Biden campaign and Joe himself are doing. He also said in his press conference then on Friday, when questioned about this, he said he would be willing. He has already offered $10 billion of additional aid to the postal system if the Democrats will come to the table and make a deal. He was asked, would he go all the way up to the $25 billion that the Democrats want? And he said yes, if they come back to the table with the tax cuts that the president wants for American workers and the relief he wants for those who are jobless and still looking. So, I mean, that answers your question. He said yes, he is willing to make that deal.
But let me ask this.
It doesn't matter. But Chris, it doesn't matter how much money.
Democrats are saying, you know what, maybe we won't do it as part of the bill. We'll just do a bill to bail out the post office because it's so important that people be able to vote mail-in,
Chris,
between now and November. Would the president support that as a separate package?
There is no amount of money that could get the United States Postal Service ready for universal vote by mail. And the reason I know that, don't take my word for it, listen to the state of Washington's Secretary of State. Those who are in favor of this vote, universal vote by mail, often point to the state of Washington as the symbol, as the example of what we should be doing nationwide. The Secretary of State of the state of Washington says it takes 5 to 10 years to build the capacity to suitably do it. They're now advocating to try to do this in 5 to 10 weeks.
That's the bottom line. Let's go ahead and pick it up from there. That's the bottom line of all this. And Chris Wallace is fighting a fight. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, talk to the post office. The post office right now says it has funding to carry through 2021. So they've already got funding. They're not. It's not like they're bankrupt right now. They're doing some things to be more efficient. And, of course, you know, the Democrats can't help themselves. They got to look at, this is going to stop people getting medication and their Social Security checks and the like, you know, bringing more drama to a non-drama act. But we've got more coming up. Stay right here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation the best pro-installed home security system and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
To run and be vice president or president based on being born in Oakland, California.
So I have nothing to do with that. I read something about it. The lawyer happens to be a brilliant lawyer, as you probably know. He wrote an article saying there could be a problem. It's not something that I'm going to be pursuing.
Hey, during the 2016 primaries, the president raised similar questions about Ted Cruz. You were working for Ted Cruz at the time. You responded to those allegations then forcefully. Even Lindsey Graham says now that Kamala is unequivocally an American citizen eligible to run. Why can't the president say clearly, unequivocally, she is eligible to run for president?
Well, he did. He said last night at his press conference that it's not something that the campaign is...
But that's not what he said.
...he's spending any time into. I'm telling you exactly what he said. He said it's not something the campaign is pursuing, not something that we brought up. It's not something...
But he did not say she's eligible to run for president.
George, he made very clear it's not something that he has brought up. This is something that the media keeps bringing up, whether to him in his press conferences or even in interview formats like this where it's being brought up. It is not something that anyone in our campaign is talking about. The president said that he doesn't. It's not something they're pursuing, not something that we're interested in. And in our opinion, it is case closed, end of story, and the only folks who keep bringing it up are the media.
Well, it's good to hear you say it is case closed. In fact, your campaign, a lawyer on your campaign, did retweet the article that raised the questions about whether or not Kamala Harris was eligible.
She wasn't speaking for the campaign, I am.
Okay, Jason Miller, thanks very much.
Case closed. Jason Miller with George Stephanopoulos on this whole issue of Harris's birtherism one more time. I mean, like, what, President Trump is the arbiter of this? No, he's not. I mean, look, I think it's a fair question to ask. Just like there was a fair question to ask regarding the vetting of Barack Obama, okay? And what made it worse for Barack Obama, he thought in order to keep everybody quiet, that he would conjure up a birth certificate, lest we forget. But, of course, the media is not going to report on it. But it's bogus. I mean, you know, Sheriff Arpaio and his team did extensive research on it. They even found the birth certificate that the president's team cut, copy, paste in order to kind of plagiarize and put together a phony birth certificate on a government website. Oh, by the way, which is a federal law. I mean, a federal offense. But, you know, we can't say anything because if you do, then you are, you're a racist. And this whole situation, because there is some clarification that is required, and it could be handled very easily if the Senate and Congress get together and clarify it once and for all and say, okay, we're going to clarify this because people understand what a natural citizen is, a natural born citizen. And that is someone, by definition, who is, born in this country or whose parents are already citizens, okay? In the case of Harris, we know clearly her parents were not citizens, but she was born in the country. So she is a citizen by birthright, like any other, you know, person being born in this country that, they're born on this land. I mean, this is amazing to me as well, as I was doing the research on this, that allows for the acceptance of this, this birthing industry. Citizen birthing industry that allows people legally to come into the country, have a child here, and that child becomes a citizen of the United States. The parents go back home to China, live happily ever after, I guess, you know. And so now this child is raised with dual citizenship, and somehow that's okay, which is a stretch and I believe is problematic and still needs to be cleared up, along with this issue here to say, okay, this is how we define in the 21st century a natural born citizen, and let's get this cleared up so we don't have to talk about racism and be a problem. If that's the new definition and that's acceptable, which is what, in a sense, a little bit of what Barack Obama brought into play. And you could argue, well, his mother was an American citizen. And, you know, even his brother, his half-brother says, ah, well, here's a birth, here's a real birth certificate. He's born in Kenya. But everything is all fuzzy. And even this conversation right now, probably some people go, oh, Martinez, you're just being a racist. You mean like the rest of them. No, look at, we either are a nation ruled by laws in our Constitution or we're not. This is what this all comes down to. And you can't leave the electorate kind of hanging out there. And then on top of that, the nerve of the media say, oh, well, it's President Trump again. He's that birther. You know, and this isn't President Trump. As I said earlier in the first segment, you know, originally with Barack Obama, this was deposited into the conversation by the Clinton campaign. But the media was happy to stick that on Donald Trump. And I guess until, I don't know, if the media runs out of lies, it will continue to somehow be attached. But for those of us that know the truth, you know, we're problematic and we get in their way of their narrative. So that's the issue. Now, speaking of Harris, the Wall Street Journal's Riley says that the Harris pick shows that Biden will be controlled by the left. Listen to what he had to say.
The fact of the matter is Harris is straight out of progressive central casting. She's got this exotic background, and that is what the activists on the left place a lot of store in. This is racial diversity. It's the end-all, be-all. I agree that she probably doesn't hurt the ticket much, but what she does do is play into one of the president's chief criticisms of Joe Biden, which is that he's not his own man. I don't think she was Biden's first pick. She was the base's pick. I think he would have gone with someone with a more moderate voting record in the Senate. So I think in that sense, President Trump will be able to make some hay of the pick, that Joe Biden will be, if he becomes president, will be controlled by the left, just as he was in having to choose Harris as his running mate.
Well, President Trump needs to be careful not to get in. I mean, there's so much to chew on here, but you got to let that stuff go, because in the 80-20 principle of the way things work and things that are most important to people, there's a clear delineation, you know, clearer than ever in terms of the choice that is before us. It's a clear binary choice, as they would say. That is, look, at if you want the country to move left and towards the yellow brick road of socialism, then you go with Biden. If you want to stay the course and believe that our Constitution still is of value and freedom of choice and living free in a brave democracy, well, then you've got to go with the Republicans, because it's that clear. I mean, look, if the Democrats had anything to prove in terms of their progressive policies, don't you think that the Obama-Biden administration would have been more successful? Now, some will say, well, Bill, you know, look what they had to do. They had to come out of, you know, a bankrupt nation and do all this. But, yeah, they took forever. And their policies and restrictions and the takeover of a sixth of our economy with the health care, how did that work for you? You know, for a very few number of people by comparison, it maybe helped. But I can tell you, more people than not were greatly injured by Obamacare. And the problem was, is the Democrats, because this is the way they rule, it's like, you know, look at lead follower, get the hell out of the way. You know, they don't understand. They have no desire to talk and debate about issues. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the patience. She doesn't even have the conviction of her principles in such a way that she can debate these issues. You know, she defaults into emotion, which a lot of the Democrats do, sadly, instead of sitting around saying, look, let's talk about these things. Let's talk about mail-in voting and why it's a problem and how, if that's really what we want to do, how can we ensure that the ballots come in, that it's qualified, that it's not going to open the door to cheating, which we've already gotten advance notice. I mean, the president had cautioned that, but of course, whatever the president says, he's absolutely wrong. And that, you know, mail-in voting is just as good. See, they confuse and conflate mail-in voting with absentee voting because they're taking advantage of the electorate, not understanding the nuance in what it does. And that nuance, just like ballot harvesting, which happened in California and I think about five other states, the people are slowly but surely realizing, you know, what the heck is happening here and how they're able to swing districts, voting districts, so dramatically, and all of a sudden come up with, oh, wait a minute, don't close the polls yet. Don't close the voting count yet. You know, we've got 35,000 votes that we just found in the back of this U-Haul. I know it sounds dramatic, but that's exactly what happens in some states, including Florida and California. So, you know, we have to protect the integrity of the voting process. This is what it's all about. And mail-in ballots, very dangerous on many levels. And that conversation will continue. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, I love the hope of this song, don't you, from Danny Gokey? You know, because I think this is where America is right now, in the midst of COVID-19, all the, you know, just the angst that has been built up, which is, you know, part and parcel of this quarantine and this, you know, all this experience that we've been going through. This is unhealthy on so many levels. But again, tonight starts the Democratic National Convention. What was expected, as they reported, thousands of people, now a couple of hundred people. It'll all be virtual. We'll see how this plays out. Michelle Obama, keynote speaker tonight, the woman who had so much faith, our First Lady, who had so much faith, and she was so proud of America when her husband was elected president. And 8 years later, she's lost hope altogether and is totally dismayed. So I can only think of what she might have to say to America tonight. The former university professor, political science professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School, host of Be the People podcast and radio show, is with us, Dr. Carol Swain. Dr. Swain, how are you?
I am doing great, and it's a good time to be alive despite all the turmoil in the world.
I love your optimism because, look, at while we're still in the fight, we can make change happen and we can do a lot of good things while we're here. I mean, 6 feet under, the party's over, right?
I agree, and I think that people should not be discouraged and give up hope that this is an opportunity. And those Christians that don't like politics, who have been sitting on the sidelines, it's time for you to get involved and to work for those that support your values and principles. But to do that, you need to know what your values and principles are. And mm-hmm. I think it's important to realize that if you are a Christian and you believe the Bible, God judges nations. And in our nation, we have a constitution where it's we the people. Mm-hmm. We elect those politicians. We're responsible for everything that's taking place. We will be held accountable. So get off the sofa or, you know, get out of the prayer closet. No, you can pray, but you got to do more than pray. You got to act.
Well, Jesus was clear, Carol. He said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. There is a higher calling for people of faith. I mean, why would God institute the church and imbue the world with people of faith if there was no reason, that it was just, okay, well, you know, they just kind of mix in with everybody? Are we not people of faith to be a catalyst for good and to take the blessings that God has given us and pass it on?
You know, we're supposed to be the light of the world. And when it comes to race relations, we have totally abdicated our authority to the secular world. And so when you find churches that are really espousing critical race theory, or they are big into social justice has taken the place of the gospel, mm-hmm. and they allow the secular world to lead them, you know, that's upside down. The church should be teaching the rest of the world how to get along. We, above all people, should be standing for law and order, because God instituted government, and he also instituted laws.
Exactly. Well, and this has been the problem, to your point. George Barnes has done extensive studies on this, and regarding the church's worldview, lack of biblical worldview, how it's abandoned and embracing, to your point, this social justice narrative that is ungodly. It's heretical, frankly.
It totally is, and this identity politics, and you see people in the church that are so offended because they identify by their race or their sexual orientation, when it's very clear for Christians our identity is to be in Christ. And Bill, I know that we've moved away from our topic for today, and so I'm ready to talk about politics now.
I don't look at it as moving away, Dr. Swain. I appreciate you bringing this to point, because we've been saying on the show repeatedly, the answer isn't in Donald Trump or Joe Biden. I mean, these are instruments of God. God says that he moves nations in such a way. And, you know, we have to be sensitive as the body politic, because we are responsible. Because when God executes judgment, it's not just on the leaders. It's on the nation. And right now there is a question and some consideration where people are going, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, we had 9/11 19 years ago, and this is reported by Jonathan Cahn in his new book, Harbinger 2, that's coming out in a couple of weeks, which is going to really curdle the skin on people who read this book, because it's quite telling. Because what he showed us in the Harbinger in the first installment was that there was a shaking taking place, a judgment that was happening upon our country, in much the same way that another nation that was blessed and covenanted by God, there's only two in the history of man, which has been Israel and America. And so America was judged, some would say, most people would consider, say, yeah, we were judged in 2001 at 9/11. But just like God gave the children of Israel 19 years to repent and get their act together and really make sure that they understood what was going on, but they chose not to. They held their defiance, and they went the course, and then God shook them again 19 years later. Well, 19 years later, if we follow, because God is a God of pattern and he's exacting, is that 19 years later, here we are from 2001, we're 2020, and we've got this pandemic going on, we've got all this unrest, wars, rumors of wars happening, and where is America? You know, they want to beat up Donald Trump for COVID or China for COVID, and they're not even stopping for a moment to say, are we the problem?
I agree 100% with you, and I think about our approach to COVID-19. We have moved so far away from our Judeo-Christian worldview that the secular world, they're driving the response. And so that's why, you know, they are obsessed with masks and social distancing. And Dr. Fauci recently came out a couple of days ago saying that temperature checks don't work, and he has reversed himself. I've lost count of how many times he's been wrong because they don't know what they're doing. And if we applied a Christian worldview, we would realize that not all of us are going to die, that the herd immunity would be the best way to go. Because if you're a Christian, you believe that there's already an appointed time for your death and the manner of death that is already known. And you're not going to die of COVID unless you're supposed to die of COVID. A Christian worldview would trust God, and they would not be restricting people's freedom and causing suicides and loss of jobs and homes over something that they don't know what they're doing. So, to our exactly. Kids, there have always been plagues and diseases, and this is something that they're trying to stop in a man-made way when they don't have a clue about what they're doing.
And that's exactly it, Dr. Swain. You just nailed right on the head of the nail, exactly, because that's why Dr. Fauci and other so-called experts, look, they're doing the best they can. You know, new information comes up, and they're like trying to chase down a tiger here that's going in all kinds of different directions, and every time they've got a different theory that they're trying to work out. And meanwhile, people just say, look, I want to just be able to go outside. I don't want to be quarantined. My wife is in Hawaii right now. She's in day three of an imposed 14-day quarantine that's absolutely insane going on in the Hawaiian Islands. You know, all the islands except for Oahu are under quarantine. And you know where the number one outbreak on those islands is? It is on Oahu. But that is wide open to you. If you go to Oahu, you're not quarantined. You can walk around. There's no problem whatsoever. But the greatest outbreak of coronavirus is on Oahu. So this is the kind of upside-down world we live in, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, so to your point, this is man getting in the way. And because we've abandoned a biblical worldview, we're paying the price right now. And for those of us who maintain that biblical worldview, we're sitting here praying for the body politic and praying for America and the world right now, saying, look at, you've got to look to God. God is the answer. We've got more from Dr. Swain after
Hello
this.
And welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And we're talking with Dr. Carol Swain. She had something rather brilliant and simple to share with us. This is what I love about Carol. She is, I'll tell you, the depth of her practicality, because of how she was raised and her experience in life, is quite stark. And it's also refreshing at the same time. I mean, consider this for just a moment. I mean, we're supposed to trust these scientists, right, that supposedly know better. And they're having a hard time telling the difference between a man and a woman. So how much trust can you put into them and understand that they are mere mortals like the rest of us? You know, with all the fussing and fighting going on, you know, we're on the brink of a National Democratic Convention. Michelle Obama is going to come on tonight, and you know what she, you already know what she's going to say. How proud she was that her husband, Barack Obama, was elected president. This is an America 8 years ago, well, 12 years ago, that elected the first black man to be president of the United States. There has been an incredible amount, I believe, of advancement in terms of race relations in our country. But it's like, what do you want to focus on? Do you want, is the glass half empty, or, you know, three quarters empty? Is it three quarters full? Is it 90% full? You know, what is your perspective on this? And Carol, I got to tell you, in some of these, you know, race battles and this race war that comes out, I think the left is, you know, sometimes they resent Martin Luther King Jr. because, like you, he was so practical. It was just simple, just saying, you know, even like Dr. Woodson said, he shared with me here recently, he said, Bill, I just want to know, you know, I don't care about the color of your skin, I just want to know, are you my kind? I mean, are we marching toward the same end goal here of freedom and liberty for all? And of course, Martin Luther King put it in terms of, it's not about the color of your skin, it's about the content of your character. And this is problematic for those on the left that want to continue to agitate this alleged race war.
Well, I can tell you that what they're doing is very dangerous. And you may have heard about the five-year-old child in North Carolina, a little boy was on his bike, and his neighbor, you know, ran out and executed the child by shooting him in the head. And the mother, a couple of months ago, who was standing with a group, I guess, outside of a Black Lives Matter rally, and she yelled, "All lives matter," and she was shot in the head. And those are just a few of the cases. And what they're really doing is setting up a situation where I think that we are going to have more violence, because when incidents happen, like the one with the little boy, mm-hmm. there's some person out there that will retaliate against someone else because of it. It will be tit for tat. And that's how you get to a situation where none of us will be safe as long as this division is being pushed. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're having conflicts in places where, like Stone Mountain, where mm-hmm. they've always had those Confederate generals carved into the side of the mountain. If Black Lives Matter is out there, you know, threatening to blow up the mountain, of course, the Confederates and people that's the tourist attraction, mm-hmm. hires more blacks, I believe, than whites there. Of course, people are going to come to protect it, and you're going to have a conflict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the danger of eradicating statues in our history is the fact of, you know, what's been proven down in history, and you know this as well as I do, that it compromises our understanding and our appreciation for our history. With all its foibles, its sins, its glorious moments, it is what makes America today. As I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. You look back in the experience of America, and we have defined, you know, preference in this 21st century, that we want to get beyond this racial injustice, social injustice. We want to be positive contributors to uniting everybody. And when you think about it, you know, you wonder, gosh, I just feel like this country has just come such a long way that we may be on the brink, Dr. Swain, maybe in our lifetime, where this will be forever in our rearview mirror as a memory and something that really made us stronger, that we finally were able to, not get over this, because I don't think you get over it, but you get through it. And as you get through it, you're better, just like with your life story. You didn't get over it. You got through it, and you're better as a result of the journey, right?
And I can empathize with people as people, and that's why I can say that if it's wrong to discriminate against people of color, you know, blacks and Hispanics, mm-hmm. it's also wrong to do the same thing to whites. And I oppose the shaming of young people, the way that critical race theorists would say that all whites are privileged, that whiteness is property, they need to divest themselves of their whiteness, and they need to become anti-racist, meaning you need to do whatever they say to do. I oppose that, and I think we all should stand up to it.
So LeBron James should turn all his money into?
The people that are pushing the division and the backwards rear view looking mm-hmm. are really being destructive to our society, and it's the worst thing that they could be doing to our young people. Because right now you see on college campuses and schools, black youth saying that they are oppressed, that they are so oppressed that they can't do their schoolwork, that they need lowered standards. Mm-hmm. When the rest of us and people even before me, we fought for equal opportunities. Everything is moving backwards. And right now I see the Democratic Party, they've done this for years. They're using Antifa and Black Lives Matter to keep us at each other's throats.
Right. Well, they're dumbing everybody down to such a degree, they're reducing us to mediocrity. And that's what I find to be quite dangerous. You know, Dr. Swain, I want you to be the best you can be. And I will fight for you. I'll come alongside, do everything I can for your own interest to be able to exercise that right, as I will with any child, anybody on a college campus day, anybody going to school. I want to make sure they're fully equipped and have the opportunity to exercise their God-given gifts to its fullest. Anything that falls short of that, I get that raises the ire on my back, and the hair behind my neck stands up, you know.
And you know something, if it was my child, I would not stand for how I see young people who are Christians, who are conservative, who, usually whites now, that are being shamed on our college campuses. And it's a dangerous situation that we have set up, and I believe people need to stand up to it. It's against the Equal Protection Clause and the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and the Civil Rights Act protects every racial and ethnic group, and whites are included in that. And we will never be able to unify until we treat every human being with equal respect. And that means everyone. And you have to take away, you know, and expose, you know, the lie that because someone is born of white skin, that they owe this massive debt to the rest of society and that they are privileged. But we know that there are poor whites in Appalachia that have generational poverty, that are worse off, you know, than working class and middle class blacks. And it's social class and poverty that affects life chances and a person's attitude.
Right. And education as well, as you discovered, and I appreciate more and more. And in that educational process, it's the idea that we can listen and understand, and that we're hungry to know more. And if you're not, you're going to shut people down. And as Jordan Peterson says, you end up becoming so ideologically fixed that you really render yourself stupid. That's my interpretation, because you lower yourself to mediocrity because you're not listening to the other's point of view, which could be that appropriately spoken word that you need to hear, that is that missing puzzle piece. What's that worth, Dr. Swain?
Well, the thing that we need to hear and put forth as Christians is that every human being is created in God's image.
Yes.
And if we have a biblical worldview, we're not going to have a race problem. We're not going to be hating anyone. And we will be able to be that light we're supposed to be in the world. And right now we have that Democratic Party convention taking place, and they want to convince the world that they can unite America. They cannot unite America because they're responsible for the division, and they're using Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the same way they used the KKK when the blacks were coming out of Reconstruction. Those are terrorist wings. And what we see that taking place in America is that the Marxists have taken over the Democratic Party, and the worst thing that could happen would be for them to have the presidency, to control the presidency, to control the Congress, because they no longer have the interests of the American people. And that secularism is destroying America. They have no moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Well, and it's obvious because of the policies that have been instituted, the policies they support. That's why I say it's a clear binary choice. And I don't see the Biden-Harris ticket doing anything but doubling down. And as you pointed out, there is a dramatic hard left that Biden and Harris, two people who have been known to kind of be chameleons. I mean, you just wonder at the end of the day, who is Joe Biden and who is Kamala Harris?
Well, they represent the now the far left that controls that political party. The Democratic Party is gone. It no longer exists as we knew it in my youth. That party no longer exists.
Well, and you would think that even from the primaries, when it was clear that they were trying to sell what 70% of America was not interested in, you would think there would be some takeaway. So there's got to be a reason for this. Either there's going to be a dramatic downfall of the Democratic Party, or there's going to be a dramatic downfall of America, Dr. Swain.
I believe that President Trump will be reelected in a landslide, and so we need to hope that he will surround himself with the right people
We got to leave it there. That's a wrap. Yes. Dr. Carol Swain, thank you.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give